They sound solid.
And the thing that a person hears out of is his
ears.
Okay. And he has two ears.
He has two ears.
Yes, ma'am. Will you name them?
They're
on either side of his head.
Right
and
left.
That's right. Well, that's what I'm going to say. One on the right side and one on the left.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And so you call them the what? The right ear and the...
And the left ear. You could describe them, what you...
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Right, from the left.
And a person, let's see, the things that a person sees out of are his...
eyes.
And like the ears, he has...
two eyes.
Yes, ma'am. And they're the...
right and the left. The right eye and the left eye.
Fine. And the thing that a person smells out of is his...
nose.
And he puts food in his...
mouth.
And a little... let's see, the things that a person chews with are his
teeth.
And a little baby might have just one of these. You call it one?
One tooth.
Mm-hmm. And the things that the teeth are attached to are the
gums.
And let's see, the part of the face that's below the mouth is
chin.
Mm-hmm. And a person puts a hat on his
head
and ties a tie around his
neck.
And he might have a sore.
Sore.
Inside his neck.
Throat.
That's right.
So, I guess then.
And the places where his arms are attached to his body are called his
shoulder.
And, let's see. A person on his hand, a person has five
fingers.
And just one of these you'd call one.
The right hand and the left hand.
Yes, ma'am. But, you can. What's the singular of fingers? You say
five fingers.
And one?
Thumb. Four fingers and one thumb.
Well, that's right. But now you say, the one of these that's right next to the thumb is the index?
Index finger.
That's right.
You know, that's one thing that I forgot. And I thought the other day, I wish I could remember that. Like I used to have to say it, you know, in school. Tell about the thumb and the index finger and all like that.
Uh-huh.
How many bones, anybody?
Oh, gracious. I learned that, too, and I've completely forgotten it.
That's why. Of course, I have, too.
If you want to hold a pencil, you pick it up in your...
fingers?
Yeah, and there are five fingers on a...
hand.
That's fine. The center part of the hand on the inside is called...
it's palm.
And the place where the hand attaches to the arm is called
the shoulder.
No, ma'am.
The wrist. I was thinking about the wrist, but said shoulder.
And between the hand and the shoulder is the
elbow.
Yes, ma'am. And the elbow is in the middle of
the arm.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. A person might have a cold in his
chest.
Mm-hmm. And if a person eats green apples, he might get a pain in his
stomach.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, between your hip and your foot is your
knee.
Yes. And the knee is in the middle of the
your leg.
Mm-hmm. And the upper part of the leg is called
the thigh.
And the lower part
is the my foot.
Yes,
ma'am. No.
But between the knee and the foot is
it's the calf of the leg.
That's good. Mm-hmm. And the front part
is the shin.
Good. Now the place where the foot joins onto the calf, joins onto the leg, is called the what?
The knee.
Oh, mummy, ankle.
Ankle. Oh, wait, yeah. Joint. Oh, yes. Yeah. I was thinking about that higher than that.
And a boy might hop along on one
foot.
And everybody walks on 2 feet. Good. Now, if you were telling time, if it was 4:45, it would be possible to say it's 4:45.